Buying a mattress online, it's always felt a little bit to me like online dating.
Oh, totally. I can see that.
Right. You're just sitting there, swiping through these options, staring at a glowing screen, and the specs look absolutely perfect.
They always do on paper.
Exactly. I mean, the profile promises everything, like cooling gel infusions, individually wrapped coils, this supportive yet soft embrace.
It sounds like a dream.
It does. It sounds great on paper. But honestly, you really don't know if it's a true match until you actually spend the night with it.
Yeah, that's the ultimate test.
It really is. So, welcome to today's deep dive. Our mission today is to, well, basically shortcut your research on finding the absolute perfect sleep setup.
Because there is a lot to sort through.
Oh, so much. We are digging into this massive, highly comprehensive 2025-2026 buyer's guide from Mattress Advisory. We're looking at the booming mattress in a box industry.
It's a huge market right now.
It really is.
Yeah.
Because for anyone out there who is just, trying to get a decent night's rest, the sheer volume of foam jargon, coil gauges, cooling tech, it's genuinely overwhelming.
It's like learning a new language.
Yeah. So we're going to bypass all that marketing fluff and extract exactly what you need to know to make an informed choice based on your own unique biology.
Which is really the key here.
Right. So, okay, let's unpack this. And yes, the pun is fully intended.
I love it. And it is quite the unpacking process, both physically and scientifically.
Oh, for sure.
As we explore this landscape today, I really want you to actively think about your own sleep habits. Like, think about those specific morning aches and pains you wake up with.
Like the classic lower back pain.
Exactly, that tightness in your lower back or, the numbness in your shoulder. The modern mattress industry has evolved dramatically to target those exact physiological
It's
issues.
not just a big sponge anymore.
Not at all. We are light years beyond just going to a local showroom and pointing at a generic rectangle of bouncy springs.
Right. But I mean, before we get into the top tier recommendations for this year, we kind of have to understand the architecture of what is actually inside these
The
boxes.
building blocks.
Yeah, we need to move from the concept of just clicking add to cart to the physical materials that are going to be left on your porch.
Which can be incredibly heavy, by the way.
Oh, absolutely. Now, anyone who follows the sleep space knows the basic categories, right?
Ah.
Like memory foam, latex, innerspring, and hybrids.
The big four.
Yeah. But the technology has completely shifted. Like, we aren't talking about that quicksand-like memory foam from the 1990s.
Oh, the stuff that made you sweat all night. No. What's fascinating here is how these materials have been re-engineered at a cellular level to solve the precise problems they used to cause.
Wait, cellular level? Like, how so?
Well, for example, traditional polyurethane memory foam was notorious for trapping body heat. It basically acted as an insulator.
Right, because it was just a dense block of chemicals.
Essentially, yes. But modern engineering has shifted to what's called an open cell structure. So if you picture a sponge rather than like a sealed bubble,
Oh, gotcha.
right, the air channels remain open. So when you lie down, your body heat doesn't get trapped in a sealed pocket.
It actually has somewhere to go.
Exactly. The open cells allow the heat to be physically pushed out through the sides of the mattress as you sink in.
That makes so much sense.
And then they take it a step further. They infuse that open cell foam with thermally conductive materials.
Like gel. I always see gel advertised.
Gel, exactly, or even copper, which we'll talk about later.
Yeah.
These materials actively draw heat away from the skin.
Okay, so that's the memory foam evolution. And then you have latex, which is a completely different mechanism, right?
Totally different.
Because instead of synthetic polyurethane, natural latex is actually derived from rubber tree sap.
Which is great for folks looking for eco-friendly or organic options.
Right, and it's naturally bouncy, it's breathable, it's hypoallergenic. But I think more importantly, it doesn't give you that deadened, stuck in the mud feeling.
Right, it pushes back against you.
Exactly. And of course, then you have the hybrids, which, combine those advanced foams on top with the foundation of steel coils underneath.
The best of both worlds.
Supposedly. But
Yeah.
wait, hold on. I have to push back on the physics of this for a second.
Okay, let's hear it.
A high-end hybrid mattress has hundreds, sometimes like 1,000 heavy-duty steel springs inside it.
Yep, lots of metal.
If you take a massive grid of heavy steel coils, crush it down with industrial machinery, roll it up like a giant taco, and leave it in a delivery truck for 2 weeks.
Right.
I mean, how on earth does that not completely destroy the structural integrity of the bed?
It sounds like it should just be a mangled mess of wire, doesn't it?
It really does. Like a crushed soda can.
Well, the secret is in the pocketed coil
The
architecture.
pocketed coils. Okay.
Yeah, so in an old school inner spring mattress, all the coils were tied together by a continuous, rigid wire frame.
Like a giant metal cage.
Right. And if you bent it, you permanently ruined the frame. It was done.
Okay, that makes sense.
But in a modern hybrid, each individual coil is freestanding, and it's wrapped in its own individual fabric sleeve.
Oh, so they aren't actually tied together by steel at all.
Exactly. They just sit next to each other. This allows the factory machinery to apply pure vertical compression.
Just squishing them straight down.
Precisely. They press the springs straight down flat, which is the exact direction the spring is literally designed to compress anyway.
Oh, wow. I didn't think about that.
Yeah. Then the fabric pockets allow the flattened mattress to be folded and rolled without the steel twisting laterally and breaking.
That is wild to visualize. Pure vertical compression.
And when you get it home and slice open that vacuum-sealed plastic, normal atmospheric pressure just rushes back into the foam layers.
And it just pops up.
Yep. Those independent steel coils just spring straight back to their vertical position.
That is just brilliant engineering. But even the most brilliantly engineered pocket coil is totally useless if you don't understand your own personal sleep
Oh,
mechanics.
absolutely. The bed has to fit the body.
Right. So let's look at how your physical body actually interacts with these materials.
Right.
It basically all comes down to the relationship between your sleep position and the firmness of the mattress.
And your body weight, too.
True, true. Let's start with side sleepers.
The most common position.
Yeah. When you sleep on your side, your shoulders and your hips create these massive point loads, like they stick out.
They dig into the bed.
Exactly. So a side sleeper really needs a medium soft to medium firm bed that allows those specific points to sink in deeply while still, coming up to support the waist.
Right, to fill the gap.
Because if the bed is too firm, your shoulder just gets jammed up into your neck and your spine bows upward.
Which is incredibly painful. And stomach sleepers, they have the exact opposite problem.
Right.
If a stomach sleeper lies on a soft, contouring bed like a side sleeper needs, their hips and midsection, which carry the bulk of human body weight, are going to sink way too deeply.
Because there's no resistance.
Exactly. This forces the lower back into a hypoextended curve. It's a condition known as hyperlordosis.
Yikes. That sounds bad.
It is a guaranteed recipe for waking up with lower back pain. They really need firm support so their midsection doesn't sink.
Gotta keep things flat.
Keep the body on a flat, even plane, and then back sleepers generally fall right in the
The
middle.
Goldilocks zone.
Pretty much. They require medium to medium firm support to maintain the natural curve of the spine without letting the hips drop too far down.
I always like to think of this like car suspension.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, so a stomach sleeper basically needs the stiff, rigid suspension of a sports car to stay perfectly level and avoid bottoming out.
That's a great analogy.
But a side sleeper needs the plush, forgiving suspension of a luxury sedan to absorb the bumps, which in this case, the bumps are your shoulders and hips.
Spot on. But we also have to factor in weight, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Heavier sleepers naturally need firmer support across the board just to prevent sinking entirely through those top layers.
All right, you need something to hold you up.
And lighter sleepers actually need softer beds so they can actually compress the foam and activate the pressure relief in the first place.
Okay, but let me ask you this just to clarify for the listener.
Sure.
If I'm a side sleeper and I'm dealing with terrible shoulder pain, shouldn't my instinct just be to go out and buy the absolute softest mattress on the market?
You would think so, right?
Right, like wouldn't a giant plush marshmallow of a bed be the most forgiving thing for my joints?
It's a very logical assumption, but it's actually one of the most dangerous misconceptions in sleep health.
Really? A marshmallow bed is dangerous.
Well, structurally speaking, yeah. Because if you just buy the softest mattress available, yes, your shoulder will feel immediate pressure relief.
Okay, so problem solved.
Not quite, because the entire bed is uniformly soft, right? So your heavy midsection is going to completely collapse into the mattress, too.
Oh.
Yeah. Over the course of an 8-hour night, your spine is resting in this distorted hammock-like curve.
My, I see.
So your shoulder pain might be gone, but you've essentially traded it for debilitating lumbar pain.
Wow.
This is exactly why the top-tier mattresses utilize something called zoned support.
Zone support. Okay,
Yeah.
break down exactly how that works physically. Like, what is actually happening in the bed?
Sure. So instead of the bed being one uniform firmness from head to toe, the engineers actually alter the tension of the coils or the density of the foam in very specific
Oh,
zones.
so it's different depending on where you're lying.
Exactly. The top third of the mattress, where your shoulders rest, uses a softer gauge coil or plush foam. This allows for deep sinking and pressure relief for that joint.
Right, to cradle the shoulder.
But the middle third, right under your lumbar region and hips, uses a much thicker, stiffer coil or denser foam.
Okay.
So your shoulder sinks precisely as far as it needs to, but your waist is actively held up and supported.
Wow. So you're getting targeted alignment based on human anatomy, not just a giant uniform marshmallow.
Exactly. It's highly engineered.
That is so cool. Okay, now that we've mapped out the physics of body weight and sleep position, let's actually apply this knowledge to the heavyweight contenders.
The fun part.
Yes. Looking at the 2025-2026 data from the Mattress Advisory, there are five models that really stand out this year, and each one solves a very specific problem.
Let's hear them.
Let's start with their best overall pick, which is the Helix Midnight Luxe.
A very popular choice.
Very. This is a medium-firm hybrid, and it utilizes exactly what we just talked about, zoned lumbar support, plus an optional Glaciotex cooling cover.
Right.
It's essentially the Goldilocks bed for side and combination sleepers.
Right.
But what I found really interesting in the data is that this bed actually fails if you put too much weight on it.
Yeah, that's a really important caveat.
It's explicitly not recommended for sleepers over 300 pounds. Why is that?
That comes down to the ratio of the comfort layer to the support core.
Okay, unpack that a bit.
So the Helix Midnight Luxe has fantastic pressure-relieving foams on top of those coils. But if a heavier sleeper applies too much downward force, they will completely compress those plush foam layers.
They just squash them flat.
Right. And then they basically bottom out against the firmer support coils underneath. So the pressure relief just disappears.
Ah, because the foam can't do its job anymore.
Exactly. For heavier individuals, you really need a bed with much denser comfort layers, something like the Helix Plus Luxe, so you don't blow right through the foam.
Makes sense.
But for the average weight side sleeper, the Midnight Luxe is incredibly effective.
Yeah, and you actually see this reflected in the real-world feedback. Like, there's a buyer on a popular sleep forum, user usilversome one.
I saw that one.
Yeah, they explicitly mentioned that switching to the Midnight Luxe finally alleviated this chronic back pain they shared with their partner.
Wow.
Yeah, and it stopped him from waking up in the middle of the night. It's doing exactly what it was engineered to do.
It's always great when the engineering actually translates to real life.
Definitely. But if you have a different problem, say you have a partner who tosses and turns and constantly wakes you up, you might want to look at their best hybrid pick.
The Lisa Sapira.
That's the one, Lisa Sapira Hybrid. This one uses pocketed coils paired with a specialized top layer called recovery foam.
Which is really cool tech.
It is. And it's highly rated for hip pain and for couples because of its motion isolation.
Yeah, recovery foam is brilliant innovation.
How does it differ from regular memory foam?
Well, traditional memory foam isolates motion perfectly, right?
Yeah.
But it takes several seconds to bounce back when you move. You can kind of feel stuck in a trench.
Ugh, yeah, I hate that feeling.
Recovery foam is chemically formulated to have a much faster response time. So it gives you the contouring and that deadened motion transfer of memory foam, but the immediate bounce back of latex.
Oh, that's awesome.
It is. The trade-off with the Lisa Sapira, however, is that it is a very heavy, substantial mattress. And because it sits firmly in that medium firm category, buyers looking for a deeply plush sink-in feel might find it too resilient.
Which brings up a good point. There's a review from Yuhari Monk 7800 who talked exactly about firmness preferences being so subjective with his bed.
It really is. One person's plush is another person's firm.
Right. Which kind of brings us to the ultra-luxury category.
Oh, the big ones.
Yeah. If you want maximum thickness and layering, their pick for best side sleeper is the Nola Evolution 15.
That is a serious piece of hardware.
It is. This thing has tri-zone support, it's got an organic cotton cover, and something called an air breath gusset to vent warm air out of the sides.
Very fancy.
And it comes in three firmness levels. One buyer, Ulagadin, actually raved that the pressure relief was so good their spouse sleeps like a baby now.
That's a huge endorsement.
It is. But here's where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
When you look at the physical specs, it is a massive 15-inch block of foam and steel. Hang on. 15 inches. Have you ever tried to maneuver a 15-inch, 120-pound floppy mattress up a narrow, winding staircase in an apartment?
Oh, it's brutal.
That sounds like an absolute nightmare.
Your intuition is spot on. A 15-inch profile is exceptionally tall, and it creates real logistical friction.
I can only imagine.
You are dealing with a heavy, cumbersome object even when it's tightly compressed in the box.
Let alone when it inflates.
Right. And once it expands, standard bed sheets are going to aggressively pop off the corners. You will absolutely need to buy deep pocket fitted sheets.
Oh, that's so annoying.
If portability, solo setup, or, you know, just using standard bedding is a priority for you, the 15-inch Nola is going to be incredibly frustrating.
That's a really good warning.
Yeah. The manufacturer does offer a slimmer 12-inch signature model to solve this exact problem, but it requires sacrificing some of that deep, luxurious layering.
Right.
It is a direct trade-off between premium comfort and practical mobility.
That is a crucial trade-off to consider. Okay, let's pivot to a very specific medical issue. For the best, for back pain contender, we have the Bear Elite Hybrid.
Ah, yes.
This is a 14-inch profile bed, and the technology here is honestly fascinating. It uses copper-infused antimicrobial memory foam, and it features Cellient technology in the cover.
Which is very unique.
Yeah, and it's actually backed by the American Chiropractic Association.
Not an easy endorsement to get.
Right. And again, diving into the user experiences, you see people with chronic, athletic, pain-like user urogenitis reporting that it completely eliminated their shoulder and back issues.
Incredible.
But, I mean, how exactly does Cellient and copper actually heal back pain? That sounds almost like magic.
Well, it's less about direct healing and more about creating the optimal environment for physiological recovery.
Okay, what does that mean?
Let's start with the copper. Copper is a highly conductive element, right?
Right.
By infusing copper particles into the foam, it acts as a thermal superhighway. It aggressively pulls body heat away from the sleeper.
Okay, so it keeps you cool.
Yes, and it's also naturally antimicrobial, so it prevents bacteria and dust mites from thriving in the foam.
Love that.
But the Cellient technology is where it gets really advanced.
Yeah, what is Cellient?
Cellient is a proprietary fabric woven with thermoreactive minerals.
Minerals in the fabric.
Exactly. When your body emits heat, these minerals capture that thermal energy and convert it into infrared energy. And then it reflects it back into your muscle.
Wait, really? It bounces your body heat back as infrared energy.
Yes. And this infrared reflection has been clinically shown to promote local vasodilation.
Meaning?
Meaning it widens your blood vessels slightly. This increases blood flow and oxygen to the muscles, which actually speeds up physical recovery while you sleep.
That is absolutely wild.
It is. Combined with a 5-zone support coil system, it's doing a lot of heavy lifting for your posture and recovery.
The science in these beds is just incredible. Okay, finally, rounding out the different sleep profiles. What if you just want to sink into an absolute cloud?
The soft sleeper.
Yes. The best soft mattress pick is the Puffy Lux.
The Puffy Lux.
This is an all-foam bed boasting 8 different layers, including a cooling cloud foam. It's purely engineered for maximum frictionless pressure relief.
Very plush.
But based on our sleep mechanics discussion earlier, this bed is going to be an absolute disaster for stomach sleepers, right?
A complete disaster.
Right, because of the hips sinking.
Exactly. If you sleep on your stomach, those 8 layers of plush foam will offer zero resistance against your hips. You will sink, your spine will bow, and you will be in agony.
Yeah, skip this one if you sleep on your stomach.
However, for a dedicated side sleeper who loves that deep, enveloping sensation, it is phenomenal.
Okay, but there's a psychological component here that buyers face, right?
Oh, for sure.
When you switch to a bed this soft, there's a common anxiety about durability. You see buyers like YouWarningNext5581, who are 4 days into sleeping on a bed like the Puffy Lux, experiencing the best sleep of their lives.
But they're worried.
They are terrified that the amazing new mattress feel is going to evaporate and just turn into permanent sagging after a month.
It's a very valid fear with all foam beds.
And that anxiety perfectly bridges us to a really critical part of this whole ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
The reality of buying blind.
Because that's what we're doing here.
Right. You've mapped your sleep style. You understand the physics of the coils. You've picked the perfect brand. But purchasing a highly engineered sleep surface off a website without ever lying on it is inherently risky.
You're taking a leap of faith.
You really are. This is where the logistics of the transaction become just as important as the materials themselves. Let's talk about trial periods and warranties.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, what we are witnessing is an entire industry redesigning the concept of consumer trust.
Oh, that's an interesting way to put it.
Generous warranties and lengthy sleep trials are essentially replacing the physical showroom. The company is shifting the burden of the test drive to your actual bedroom.
Which makes sense, honestly.
It does. They know that it takes the human body, specifically your muscles and ligaments, roughly 30 days to physically adjust to a new, properly aligned support system.
So lying on it in a store is kind of pointless.
Completely. A 10-minute test in a brightly lit store while wearing your shoes is actually useless data.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why the industry standard has shifted to a minimum 100-night risk-free trial in your own home.
Right. They are betting that their engineering, the zoned coils, the copper foam, the infrared fabrics, is so precise that once your body adapts to it, you won't want to give it back.
It's a smart bet.
And the warranties are evolving too, right?
Yeah.
10 to 20 years is standard. But some of these premium brands are offering lifetime warranties to justify their price points.
Which is huge for peace of mind.
Definitely. But there's also a massive consumer safety element we have to talk about here.
Yes, very important.
When you are buying a bed in a box, you need to ensure the mattress is strictly fiberglass-free.
This is crucial.
Right. Because a lot of budget-friendly beds use fiberglass woven into an inner sock as a cheap, chemical-free fire barrier.
Which sounds fine in theory.
Until you take the mattress cover off to wash it, and suddenly microscopic fiberglass shards are dispersed into your bedroom air, your clothes, your lungs. It is an absolute nightmare.
It is a profound health hazard.
Yeah, it's honestly terrifying.
This is exactly why identifying certifications like GreenGuard Gold is so vital.
GreenGuard Gold, what exactly does that test for?
Well, GreenGuard Gold means the entire mattress has been rigorously tested for thousands of chemicals and volatile organic compounds.
VOCs.
Exactly, VOCs. It ensures it isn't constantly off-gassing harmful emissions into your bedroom air while you sleep.
Which is the last thing you want.
Right. And the premium brands, they use organic wool or silica-based fire barriers instead of fiberglass. So when you are paying for these top-tier recommendations, you aren't just paying for comfort.
You're paying for safety.
You're paying for non-toxic, safe materials.
So what does this all mean? It means asking yourself a very practical question. Are you willing to embrace this modern process?
Because it is a process.
It is. You have to know going in that you are making a highly educated guess. You might still have to deal with the logistics of returning a fully expanded 15-inch massive hybrid bed if it doesn't perfectly align with your spine.
Which is a hassle.
A huge hassle. It's a leap of faith backed by intense material science and generous return policies, but it is a leap nonetheless.
Precisely. It is a calculated risk, but it is a risk that is highly mitigated if you take the time to understand your own physiological needs first, rather than just buying the bed with the flashiest marketing.
Absolutely. Okay, let's do a quick recap of the journey we've been on today.
We covered a lot of ground.
We really did.
Yeah.
We started by demystifying the architecture, right? Looking at how open cell foams vent heat and how pocketed coils allow a steel bed to be vertically compressed into a cardboard box.
Still amazing to me.
Me too. Then we mapped out the physics of your body, how side sleepers need the forgiving luxury sedan suspension for their shoulders, while stomach sleepers need the rigid sports car tension to protect their lumbar spine.
The car analogy is definitely going to stick with me.
Good. And then we matched those exact mechanics to the top beds of 2025 and 2026. From the zone lumbar support of the Helix Midnight Lux to the crazy infrared recovery tech of the Bare Elite Hybrid.
This raises an important question, though.
Go.
Something I think we really need to ponder as this bed-in-a-box industry continues to explode in popularity.
Okay, I'm listening.
The source material highlights the incredible, almost miraculous technology used to compress these massive beds with their individually pocketed coils and eight-layer foam stacks into boxes that can be easily shipped via regular mail carriers.
Right.
But we have to look critically at the incentives here.
Like financial incentives.
Yeah. Are these massive mattress conglomerates truly engineering the absolute optimal structural integrity for human spine health?
Right.
Or are they perhaps quietly compromising and optimizing the architecture just to make it lighter, more foldable, and easier to fit inside a delivery truck?
Oh, wow. That is a deeply unsettling thought.
It makes you wonder.
It really does. Are we engineering for a human back, or are we engineering for a FedEx truck?
Exactly.
Wow. Next time you lie down, think about the incredible and perhaps compromised physics taking place beneath you. Think about whether you truly matched with your perfect fit or if you just got seduced by a really good online profile. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. Keep questioning the world around you, and we'll catch you on the next one.